Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another great edition of Cut the Promo Podcast. I am your host, Jordan Garber. We have the icon calling in shortly as well. We do have a mystery guest. He is from Fully Loaded Wrestling. He is the booker of the company. A lot of success has been going on with that company down in Fargo, North Dakota. So we're going to be speaking to him on this program, I guess, while I wait for the icon to call in. It was a very interesting week in the world of wrestling, how this tour that CWE had, and they're currently doing a show tonight in Sault Ste. Marie, may have to be one of the best tours the company has produced. It's just interesting to see how all the big names that come to town give us good feedback and make the local wrestling scene at a higher level. You look at the stars that we're bringing in, like Brutus Beefcake and multiple stars from Japan. It's almost like it's turned upside down with talent. The talent that has been provided in front of us to watch has been fantastic. CWE continues to bring in the best stars from around the world, and they're competing in this ring. I guess a few guys I've noticed on the tour that I'd like to make note of is Roy Flash Gordon, for one. He's been on every tour so far that they've had here the past year. So Gordon is definitely going to be in a WWE NXT ring within the next 2 years, mark my words. Matt Taven from Ring of Honor, who actually would like to make a special announcement. He's going to be on the podcast next week, or we're gonna figure out an exact date to get him on, but that interview's done, so you're going to be hearing from Matt Taven. He called himself the Ring of Honor World Champion. He discusses more about that on the podcast and discusses his early memories of wrestling, Ring of Honor, and what he's accomplished in the business, but how he's not satisfied yet because there's always more and more to pursue and more to accomplish. So it should be very interesting to see how we do this here. Like, each interview you do has a different dynamic and a different intensity. It just overall drives a good value to the show, speaking to multiple guests and having multiple guests on live events as well, like Robin Lemke, Belgian Bully. He never performed in Canada before. He's been in this business 20, 25 years, and he's from Belgium. He's wrestled in Belgium for years, and he comes to Winnipeg on tour. Like, what an opportunity to learn from so many different styles. I believe our co-host is calling in now, so let's get him on the show. Icon, how's it going, buddy?
Well, good. Sorry about the delayed call. I had a few things going on here in the Magic City. Well, that's the Magic City of Fargo, North Dakota. The Icon coming to you live. I've been taking care of watching my Vikings screw things up, but I am here now.
Absolutely, and why don't you tell everyone about the guests that we have on the show tonight?
Well, tonight we have J.J. Adams, who is with Fully Loaded Wrestling, the producer of Fully Loaded Wrestling, and because Danny Dahl was our original guest, but he's sending us his producer or his right hand, left hand man, whatever you want to call it. So we'll be talking to him. As a matter of fact, he should already be on, I thought, but maybe not.
Well, he currently isn't calling in, but while we do wait for him to call in, there has been some recent news. Friday at the CWE event, I was able to do what I accomplished as a referee and as a journalist, being a wrestling utility player, refereeing, and then doing my interviews on the side after that, and even between matches I've reffed. So I know I just did the Rumble and stuff, but the thing is that to ref and then to finish by doing an interview, it's just twice the value. It's great. It was great. So with that news coming into perspective, I guess we'll share the bad news first. Brutus Beefcake, he's not going to be on the show. I'm not going to go too much into that. But we do have Matt Taven from The Kingdom on the show. And he is currently going to be challenging Jay Lethal on pay-per-view at Final Battle for the Ring of Honor World Championship. So, like I said, one of many blockbuster guests to come. as well announced. Coming up is PCO, Pierre-Carl Ouellette, former WWF star, actually wrestled Bret Hart a few times, and he had a solid stint in the WWF, and then he retired from the business, and now he's back. So it should be great to see him. He's going to be live on December 9th at the Sherbrooke Inn for the first show ever of Winnipeg Pro Wrestling. So former WWF superstar makes his comeback. He even made it in the PWI 500. So he's in great shape, better than ever. So see him live and see me interview him live. And he's going to be on our show as well. That should be in the middle of December. And Onyx is going to be on the show as well. There's so many guests. It becomes overwhelming how... I guess Matt Taven was explaining in this interview how you can't really look back sometimes, cause especially when you have momentum going. If there was one thing I could take back, I think I would keep working hard and doing refereeing and doing as many interviews as I could instead of looking back all the time and, like, you know, just leaving it at that. It's important to have a drive, not just in the professional wrestling industry, but in the game of life. And if you wake up and you have a good attitude, you know, you're going to have a good day. So... it leads to wrestling as well. Attitude's very important, and it's about respect in this industry. So, but yeah, he's going to be calling in, and I guess, Icon, anything that you want to cover that I've missed, you can feel free more to fill me in right now if you'd like. Is there anything that you'd like to discuss? Anything that I missed on? There is a lot of news, so we kind of got to sort it accordingly.
Well, did you happen to check out SummerSlam at all?
SummerSlam.
I mean Survivor Series, I mean, sorry. I always get those two mixed up.
Oh my.
The Survivor Series pay-per-view was tonight, of course.
Yes, it was. Sure, and I want you to fill us all in on that, because I worked till 9 o'clock and I actually forgot to PVR it. And when you reminded me about that, I was like, fuck. Because now I forgot that. I'm actually going to turn on... Because that would be nice to watch after the show, Survivor Series in full. So you know what? Let's do this. Let's save the results for Survivor Series next week, because I actually don't want to miss the results. I actually want to see what happens, because that's one of the big four pay-per-views. I just forgot about that. Thank you, Icon. And see what happens when you work every day. Or every second, whatever. Sometimes things get overwhelming. That's a bit of an embarrassing one, but yes. Survivor Series talk next week. I'll give you all my insights and plans. I just have yet to watch it. Was it good, though? That's my question. Is it worth watching? Because it's like 4 hours.
It was. I thoroughly enjoyed most of it.
Okay. Well,
you know,
that gives me a good hint. What matches are the bathroom matches, so I know?
There wasn't really one, really.
Not really? I should even say that. You know, any match at that level is a very good dynamic to have. It's definitely, I'm looking forward to watching it. I'm PVRing it as we speak. And the Vikings are currently losing, unfortunately, Icon, to Chicago, 14-22. So, you're not a Bears fan because you like the Vikings. Vikings and Bears fans don't get along. It's like mixing oil and water together.
Right, exactly.
So.
Just like us in Green Bay, really.
You guys hate Green Bay.
The NDSU Bison ended up with the number one seed. Of course, that was no mystery there. But they did put us in a stacked bracket, unfortunately. But it doesn't matter for the Bison. We should come out on top no matter who we have to play.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's my thought on this. So.
No, exactly. That's what it comes down to. So we had going back to our previous guests and more that we do have to come. I guess it comes to show, you know, the it's good to be moving forward and continuing with a good quality podcast. It's very important. Yes, very soon we'll be moving back to 2 hours. That's just a temporary delay, but we're going to be getting that back going as well. So there's a lot to come. Matt Taven interview tonight possibly and hopefully. But there's one thing that we didn't discuss, and that was the whole Doug Masters situation, where I was supposed to be on his podcast Friday, and then I had a booking conflict because I finished work, and then I went right to the CWE show because I had to referee for that, and then I had to do my interview. So I totally lost track of time. So I guess my question is Doug Masters coming back on the show? I want you to let the people know, because everyone's been waiting for him. Everyone wants to hear from him. What you got, Icon? Is Doug Masters still mad at Jordan Garber?
Well, there is some heat. There is some heat. However, your loyal friend, Icon, has kind of put some water on the fire to cool it down, and everything is good now, but you have to do some work to keep that fire from becoming a full-blood forest fire. That's what it was, and then it was died down to a nice little campfire. And we just need to get things back on the straight and narrow.
I have a proposal for Doug Masters then. Pretty boy Doug Masters, you are a superstar. You were a star in the 90s. You've done it all, basically, in the wrestling industry. You've explored different territories. You've seen different things. And I guess, you know what? Icon's right. I did add fuel to this fire, and I want to be the first one to personally invite him to come back on the show and discuss his differences. And I want to set that for December 16th. So Doug Masters, Pretty Boy Doug Masters, December 16th. I know you're upset with me, and a lot of other people are. So I am giving you an open invitation to go on my show and my program and discuss what you have to say. And that is with the most respect to you, sir. So, Doug Masters, December 16th, I want to see you call into this show so we can do what we do best, and that's perform as a duo.
And, yes,
even though we've never performed as a duo, but podcast duo.
Well, you know, Doug Masters is a very understanding guy, and technically, when you think about it, you guys are both batting 1,000 when you think about it. Because, one, you were supposed to be on his show. Didn't make it. He
yes.
was supposed to be on your show and didn't make it. So you guys are both batting about 1,000 when it comes to who is going to appear on whose show when the Icon books you on his and his on yours. And, right now, really the one that should be upset is the Icon. This is not a facetious statement.
Are you talking from far away, Icon?
Well, no, it's my phone, but...
There you go.
If you give me the opportunity to explain why the Icon should...
You're cutting out pretty bad.
Okay, let me try something here. Hold on a second. What the Icon would like to do is explain why he should be upset compared to you guys being upset with each other. One, I mean, I did book him on your show, and he did not show up. And then...
That is true.
I booked you on his show, and you did not show up. So, really, the Icon is the go-between, and I should be upset, but you know something? I'm not, because we will get this thing worked out, and we'll get everybody on the same page. But the other thing, Jordan, I was going to mention is I think you may have got a little heat with Granny Hulkster, too.
Oh, I got some heat with Hulkster. Why is that? Why did Granny Hulkster get mad?
Well,
what did I do?
What did Jordan Garber do? A couple weeks ago, she called in, and you didn't put her on. That was one. And two, I think she called in the last show, and you didn't really put her on until like 15 minutes left or something like that. So, but I
the
got
last
that
show
though too. So.
Not last, I guess Granny Hulkster. You know, she was on the show last week, and the show was being broadcasted from a different location. So it was one of those things where, you know, I was running with low time and a low battery on my calling app, which is a piece of shit and never works. Somehow it did. And it comes down to that. So I guess Jordan Garber again looks like the bad guy, and he wants to issue a heartfelt apology to Granny Hulkster. Tell her I'm going to make some pumpkin pie or some apple crisp or something, and we'll make it even. We'll have some beers. We'll get the catfish meal from down in Arkansas. We'll make the trip down to Arkansas. I'll get some catfish. I'll get some beers. I don't know. Does she smoke weed?
No.
No? Well, smokes? I don't know. What we're going to do is Granny Hulkster, one day, I'm going to go down to Arkansas, beautiful Arkansas, and I'm going to enjoy a nice catfish dinner with her. And that will be offering me my respects, because Granny Hulkster is one of the best of all time when it comes to the Attitude Era podcast. She makes your show a lot, Icon. She is a huge asset to you.
Oh, I'll never deny that.
She knows more about wrestling than you and me combined, probably.
Right. You know, and, you know, Granny has been a rock for our show, and she does bring an interesting perspective on it, which is nice. And we do love when you call in too. You know, it's the more perspectives we get, the better. And if I could, real quick, you know, remember how the Mick Foley was good at cheap pops? You know, I'm going to give a cheap pop right now. Tomorrow on our show, we have a loaded show. We have Gunner, Vincent, Calloway on our show. And
oh, wow.
His famous father is, of course, The Undertaker. So
you have
we're
The Undertaker's son on your fucking program? Holy shit.
We do.
How do you even
we
fucking
do.
Find these people?
That's a
is he even a
secret.
Wrestler? He's not even a wrestler. Like, that's, you must have done some intense research on that one. So I guess
he wants to follow in his dad's footsteps, and we're going to talk to him about that.
So Jordan Garver right now, this offers the perfect opportunity here on Cut the Promo podcast. The Undertaker's son is going to be on your program tomorrow. Is that correct?
That is right.
Well, The Undertaker's son is going to hear what Jordan Garber has to say. That's all I'll say. And I am sure that after that, we will all be living the dream. Because if The Undertaker's son wants to follow in his father's footsteps and be the best in the world, you have to live the dream, brother. You have to live the dream. He'll go on. I'll go on.
And the one
thing,
right, and the one thing is, though, we've agreed that, you know, he'll give his perspective on, you know, the business and being a, you know, being the son of a legend. But legally, he cannot mention who his father is by name, even though we said who it is. You know, we have to kind of keep things on the low, though, there. He's one guest. We have Deb Gardner on the show tomorrow. Who knows where that interview is going to lead? She is a Facebook, I guess you could say a Facebook model or an Instagram legend. You know, she has 8,000 followers, and they're starting to follow us, and maybe we can get them to start following you. And, you know, if you'd like to get her on your show, I will ask you about that now. If she wants to come on your show, would you be willing to have her on for a sit-in?
You know, Deb Gardner, you are beautiful. You are a model. You've made it on magazines. You've made it on Facebook. You've made it on Twitter. You're one of the top models that every woman dreams to be. But when you're on Cut the Promo podcast, honey, you're going to be dealing with a real man. And that's all I'll say. Deb Gardner,
also,
you're more than welcome to come on my show. But you're going to have to deal with what Jordan Garber does. And that's be one of the most entertaining podcasters out there.
And also, we are going to have Philip Moore on our show. Do you know who Philip Moore is? Philip Moore, you know who he is?
Philip Moore, it rings a bell, indeed.
He used to be the host of Nick Arcade on Nickelodeon.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's going to be on.
I watched that show when I was a kid after school.
Yeah, he's going to be on our show too.
So, the question is, Cut the Promo listeners from around the world, and if any of you guys are listening from Libya, answer my question. Do you guys actually eat people? Just say, send me a tweet, because I actually don't know anymore. As for your show, you have Philip Moore, you have model sensation Deb Gardner, you have the Undertaker's son. So I guess the question is, I'm going to call into your program tomorrow, but who am I going to be speaking with? Well, I'll find that out tomorrow.
Well,
where can people listen to your show?
Well, there's a couple ways, actually. You can download the podcast app and type in Attitude Era Live and find us there. And you can subscribe to our show. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Attitude Era Live. Or, because Facebook are a bunch of dinks,
on Facebook. Yep.
You can get the link there. Or you can also find us on Instagram under Attitude Era Live. And if you want to be a guest on the show, or if you want to talk to us, you can always call us. And we're always available to talk to our fans. And the call-in number is area code 713-955-0359, and Toilet Flush Diggs, you can kiss my ass and don't call the show again. Also,
did he call in? What happened?
Well, here's the deal. We think it's him because the guy called in and basically threatened me.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know about that. Go on.
Yeah, so he basically threatened me, and he's been following me around no matter where I go.
Threaten you?
Yeah.
You know what? Like I said, it comes to this point where we enjoy to do what we do each and every week. And like I said, people want to call in. They want to be like that. That's cool. That's fine. They have their entitlement to an opinion. But I guess that means I have an entitlement to mine. Like, if you're going to call into a show each and every week and do something like that, either, A, you're jealous because you can't do one, or, B, you're just, you know, just being a fucktard. And honestly, it's not even funny. People think, oh, you know, I hope you die. Like, some people actually listen. They probably think that. And it's like, that goes to you. So, like, how do you feel when people hope you die? And then when you do die, no one cares. So you're hurting yourself. I guess that's my comment on that, motherfucker, but anyone can call in and express their opinion, but like I said, I am known to retaliate verbally in a whatever way I choose to. And, yeah, you want to call in and talk shit, I'll talk shit right back. And if you're going to fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you right back. That's how it goes. So call in, open invitation, but, you know, don't be afraid to show your face because, you know, I'm certainly not afraid to show mine.
Exactly, and like I say, if you want to take time out of your day, call us, and you know you can disagree with us, you can call us names, you can say that our show sucks. I don't care. I'm used to that stuff. But if you're going to call and threaten people, there's no need for that. There's no reasoning for that at all. Period.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? As I said, if I find out who that is, I'm going to fucking slap you, fucking bitch.
Right. And also, Off the Ropes is, or Off the Ropes, Attitude Era Live has got a lot of interesting individuals coming too. We have Diana Hart Smith coming on the show.
Very
of course,
nice.
She was married to the British Bulldog. We're going to have Bruiser Brody's widow on with us. She's
oh, wow.
Doing the show.
Barbara
we're
going to
have Ross Hart. Yeah, we're going to have Ross Hart on in 3 weeks. Who's, of course, the older brother of the hitman. So it's
if you
it's
get Ross
great.
Hart on, get Bob Johnson on, too. Bob Johnson has a lot of good insights. Same with Bruce.
I've had Bob Johnson on many times. And, you know, thanks to Bob Johnson, he got me hooked up with Larry the Axe Henning as well.
The thing with Bob Johnson, oh. I want to give a quick shout-out to Bob Johnson. I was in 2014. My parents always got so mad because, like, this guy named Bob Johnson would keep calling our fucking house. Like, it would be, like, 9 at night. And, like, they look at the call display, and my mom's like, fucking Bob Johnson! Like, fuck! So there'd be an argument with their whole parents and the wrestling thing. But I've had our conversations with Bob Johnson. I've had our conversations with Bruce, who's a member, obviously, the second most known in the legendary Hart family. I worked with Bruce for a year, and Bob Johnson provided me a huge opportunity to work with Bruce Hart, like a legendary member of the Hart family, for a solid year. We ran a show together on my website, and man, all I can say is working with Bruce, if I wouldn't have worked with Bruce, I wouldn't have had that old school kind of respect and mentality about the business as much as I do now. Like, all the respect that I show to the vets, that's from Bruce in 2014. When I worked with Bruce, I knew, you know what, I might not 100% guaranteed to make it in this business, but I sure as hell met some of the most interesting people this business had to offer. And it's true. Like, I've interviewed. It's great to just not even interview, but just interact and talk with some of the best this craft has to offer. Like, it's like a human rights advocate talking to fucking Gandhi. Like, wouldn't you want to talk to Gandhi? He can't talk to him now, but, like, you know what I mean, man? Like, Gandhi was an icon. Like, he revolutionized that. And when it comes to wrestling, there's wrestlers that revolutionized the business, like Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Big John Studd, Farmer Brown, like, all those guys from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And even below to 1876, where George Hankenschmidt and, what's his name, Frank Gotch, had the first ever professional wrestling match at a carnival in 1876. And since then, the tradition's been carried on about this beautiful, great industry. And to talk to some of the greats of an industry that's been around for so long, man, it's like I say, I live the dream. It's not just a character, I say. It's actually a reality. It's good. It's really good to make connections with some pretty cool people.
Yes, it is.
So we do have a minute and 20 seconds left, so we're going to postpone the guest for tonight. But Matt Taven's coming on the program soon. That's going to be coming within next week. Stay tuned on twitter.com/cutthepromo for the official announcement that is coming up with 60 seconds left in the program. Icon, plug what you need to plug and follow me on Twitter at Jordan J. Garber. And that's basically all I have to plug. And you wrap up the show, sir. Thank you as always.
Yeah. Everybody tune in to Attitude Era Live tomorrow. Deb Gardner, Gunner, Vincent Calloway, and Fillmore will be on the show. Come check us out. We are going places, and we're only going up from here.
Absolutely. For myself, Jordan Garber, and for my co-host, The Icon, you've been listening to Cut the Promo Wrestling Podcast, being broadcasted to you from around the world. And once again, thanks for taking the time out of your busy, busy evenings to tune into my podcast. You greatly appreciate it, and I appreciate any and all support from everyone in the professional wrestling world. For me and The Icon, all of you guys have yourselves a great night.